This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Maybe you own a dog that barks a lot, or maybe your neighbor does. It is really annoying. Frankly, they're lucky, they're cute. But they can be a public nuisance, and that's why many cities have dog barking ordinances. In some, shall we say, more Karen-ish places, residents have been taking full advantage of these ordinances to complain. In Laguna Beach, so many people called to complain about barking dogs, officials had to revise their ordinance, and now a dog there has to bark for 30 continuous minutes, or 60 off and on minutes in a 24-hour period, for the owner to be cited. 30 minutes? 60 minutes? That seems like a lot of barking. So in the spirit of maybe trying to be a better neighbor or preserving your own sanity, we're going to get some tips on quieting down a dog with Carmen Molinari, dog behaviorist at Love at First Sit in Santa Monica. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Happy to have you. So your dog training service is based in Santa Monica, which has a barking ordinance, right? What is the rule?
Yeah, so it is 5 minutes and they don't have to be consecutive. So it could be 1 minute here, 1 minute, 20 minutes later. If it is 5 minutes and it's not consecutive and it's within an hour, that's all you got for a whole 24 hours.
Oh my gosh, that seems really strict. Do a lot of people get cited?
They've only given out a few citations, a handful, even before this ordinance. It's more about education. You know, there's a lot of variables about why dogs bark, and a lot of people just aren't informed about what are the resources they have to empower them to support their dog. And in my experience, it's only after there's many different warnings due then it escalates to a citation.
I see. Okay. So I imagine if a dog is left alone for a long period of time and they feel lonely, that might provoke a long barking session.
Well, actually, you can leave a dog alone for 2 minutes and it can cause them to bark. So there are many different types of reasons why dogs bark. One of them is alert barking. So a lot of people get dogs because they're deterrents. So if somebody knocks at your door or somebody's sneaking around your house, they'll bark. There's also separation and tolerance, where they're bored out of their mind. And now, you are the only game in town they had when you're home. And now you leave, and that becomes a predictor of them having to be home by themselves, and they're going to be bored out of their mind. The other is true separation anxiety, and that's a true panic attack. That is a medical condition that should actually be addressed because it can escalate and it can actually have serious effects on a dog's health. And then the other is medical issues. Sometimes when dogs get older, they have dementia and they have what's called a sundowning issue, which is when it gets darker, they tend to bark more, or they may have developed some issues and you don't know about it. And so when you leave, that's already stressful. And so now they're just going to bark more because of that.
Okay. So what are the solutions to 1, 2, 3, and 4? Because these are different reasons for the barking. So are there different solutions?
So So there's two ways that you can confront trying to resolve barking. There is one is how do you control it, which is what do I do when it happens? Or how do I prevent it? How do I control it? What do I do when it happens? Sure, you can think about your shock collars, your vibrating collars, your citronella collars. Citronella collars are when your dog barks, the vibration then causes the box to emit a mist of lemon, which smells kind of like it would be equivalent to like onion or something to us. The problem with those methods are it can actually add to the stress because they're upset that you're gone, but now they're being sprayed in the face or they're being shocked. It's not going to kill them, but it's like you can think of it as you crying and then somebody coming over and yelling at you. You might stop, but you're more upset. So it can actually reinforce that behavior. At best, let's say it does work. The problem is that the minute you take that off, it's not going to work. Hmm. And it can also, yeah. And so, but ultimately, I think the question is people don't want it to happen. How do you prevent it from happening? Mm-hmm. Therein lies where we want to do, the way that you're going to have to approach it is rather than thinking about it as, what do I do when I walk out the door and can I just get my dog to stop barking? Is what can I do so that when I open the door, my dog is like, no big deal. I'm just going to do whatever it is I usually do. And it's totally fine. So the training there and the real approach should be teaching that dog how to be independent during the day without you. And it's really as simple as giving your dog the opportunity to spend more time in his own place, in his own bed, doing lots of different types of brain games. They've got board games for dogs. They've got, you know, treat dispensing toys, so that the dog creates an association that when the dog is away from you, it's actually a quite rewarding experience and it's really fun. So those times where you do need to leave the house, your dog has been practicing being alone with you the entire time.
So what about medication? Do you think that some dogs are just highly strung, they're going to bark no matter what, and they just need to, I don't know,
yes,
take some Prozac
I'm
or
for
something?
It. I am absolutely for it. If your dog is so hyped up and anxious and you can't get your dog's attention and you've tried all of this, and there are those dogs usually are suffering from something that they just can't be focused enough to relax. Absolutely. Go to your vet. There's another type of behaviorist called a veterinary behaviorist. And I actually will refer out my clients to go and get a consultation with them, because they'll say, you know, maybe we should get a calming agent of some type. Why don't we add that? So then they can focus enough to try to redirect themselves to that bone you gave your dog when you walked out the door. But usually I say, don't rely on that. That's not that shouldn't be the tool to train your dog, because your dog still needs to be walked. They need to be, provide them with plenty of enrichment, all of those things. If you do all of those things, and then you're adding that medication, that's where you're going to get the real, you're going to be able to enjoy the benefits of the medication. So I'm totally for it.
It's kind of like dog weed, right?
Yes, yes. You can find some. There's usually the three different types, the whole CBD holistic way.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of holistic vets out there. And I'm for it. It's whatever you can do to set yourself, your dog up to succeed in a way when you're using methods that are force-free and fear-free.
Mm. Don't they get sick of hearing their own bark? I mean, really, if it hurts our ears and they've got much finer tuned hearing abilities than we do, doesn't it hurt their own ears?
You know, that I don't know. I'm not a vet, but I will say that they are incredibly persistent. And if there's another dog that's nearby, the other dog, they can feel like, what are you doing? And it makes them bark even more. Their dogs can be very, very, very persistent. They can bark for hours on end.
Wow. But I think it's kind of like parents with babies on airplanes. Like, they feel the worst of anyone on the plane when their baby is crying. I think pet owners feel the worst when their dog is barking. Like, the neighbor may complain, but it's the pet owner who feels the worst.
They're mortified and embarrassed, and they're scared. I've had the clients that I have that call me for these reasons, and they feel like they have no control over the situation. It is stressful. It's a misconception that, you know, if you are really annoyed and you call animal control, that it's like, my neighbor, they don't care. They do care. And most importantly, reframe that, they're usually worried about their dog. They're saying, why mm-hmm. is he doing this? Why? What's going on with this? Like, he's suffering. That's usually the lens that the owner is looking through.
Well, thank you so much. I've learned a lot.
Thank you for having me. I hope it helps.
Definitely. We've been talking to dog behaviorist and trainer Carmen Molinari at Love at First Sit in Santa Monica. Wow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Hi, Steve Chiotakis. You are here to help us raise a few buckaroos.
Buckaroos, so that's what we're here. Yes, of course. Or barkaroos. Oh, no. That was bad.
I set that up really for you.
You did. You really did. And dogs on weed, I don't know about that either. And by the way, wouldn't they, if they got tired of hearing themselves bark, wouldn't they just stop barking?
Well, yeah.
All right.
That's the whole conundrum. KCRW.com/give. To help us out a little bit here. Maybe you can't stop your dog barking, but you can help us.
You can stop radio people from barking. You give money to the radio station. We're going to stop
whining.
Barking and whining for money. here at the radio station. Look, we do this a few times a year. This is how we make the money to provide you the service that you enjoy each and every day, whether that be Press Play, whether that be Greater LA, which is coming your way in, where's the clock? 22 minutes from now, Madeline Brand. Mm-hmm. Whether it be All Things Considered, which you'll hear the news of the day, or Morning Becomes Eclectic, which, by the way, I'm just dancing to pretty much every day with Anthony and Novena.
It is the best. I just love that program. It makes me smile. So after you get your fill of the news in the morning, you can take a little break and then come back to us for the afternoon to see what's happening and what you missed. And we have it all here for you. You don't have to go anywhere else.
You don't.
KCRW.com/give. Lots of fabulous new thank you gifts there, including a cute little mug, hoodie, all that kind of stuff. But go check it out at KCRW.com/give. Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
Coming up on Press Play, well, it is your weekend movie reviews. That is next on Press Play.